HarperCollins presents Voice of the Heart by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Read by Danica Fairman.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Overture, 1978. How like the prodigal doth she return? William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. I came back because I wanted to, of my own free will. No one forced me to return. But now that I am here, I want to take flight, to hide again in obscurity, to put this vast ocean between myself and this place. It bodes me no good. As these thoughts finally took shape, assumed troubling proportions and jostled for prominence in her mind, the woman's fine hands, lying inertly in her lap, came together in a clench so forceful that the knuckles protruded sharply through the transparent skin. But there was no other outward display of emotion. She sat as rigid as stone on the seat, her face pale and somewhat drawn in the murky morning light, was impassive as a mask, and her gaze was fixed with unwavering intensity on the Pacific. The sea was implacable, and the colour of chalcedony on this bleak and sunless day. One that was unnaturally chilly for Southern California.